San Francisco used to be full of single-room occupancy hotels, cheap dorm-style places for people to live. These days, only a few SROs remain, with about 19,000 San Franciscans living in them. Today, we'll get to know another one of these residents for our series of SRO stories.
My name is Rachel Ravada. I'm 35 years old, and I live at the Windsor Hotel on Eddy and Jones. My mom was a beautiful woman. She was a church lady. She worked at a lumber company. She was older. She was 11 years older than my father. She had me and my twin sister at 47 years old. My dad, he was an alcoholic / drugs, but he kind of kept to himself, not really putting it in my face until I got older. And then there's my twin, my best friend. I lost her when we turned 7 years old. She died. She had a carotid artery in her heart, collapsed in her sleep, and she passed away in her sleep. And so I lost her. It was more important to be on the streets with my friends than to be at home. When I was a teenager growing up, I was different than most girls. I was a tomboy, you know, and I liked hanging with the boys. I was rough. I came out that I was gay, and I started feeling a change in the air as far as, you know, how they were treating me and my friend, or at the time my girlfriend, and I couldn't handle it no more. You know, and I wasn't gonna let them run away somebody I loved. So I left. And I told her, if you can't accept her, you can't accept me either. And I took off. I had done a few illegal things, sex work. Me and my girlfriend together, not two people, but with each other so people could see, you know, kind of stuff. To make money, to get rooms, for have someone to rent us a room. I mean, we lived just here and there, outside, if we had to. As long as we had each other, we didn't care. During this episode of my life of homelessness, I contracted the virus. I am HIV positive. Heroin is very ugly and very evil. It don't care about you or what you're going through. It wants you dead. I was gonna jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. I didn't feel I was worth it. And I wanted it to be over. I wanted to go swim with fish. Even though I don't even like them. I don't eat them, but I wanted to swim with them. I'm hungry for acceptance from the world as a whole. I'm hungry for that peace and serenity of life. I'm hungry to be normal. Just be a normal person. Today, I could tell myself, today I love me. I couldn't yesterday. But I've done so much to get myself this far. With the help of other people, because I know I couldn't do it by myself. And I thank them.